Hello and welcome, everybody, to a very special episode of Why Should Your Team Win? I'm your host, Katie Byers, and we just need to address what's going on with Pride jerseys and the cloud that's hung over the NHL this season in regards to how everyone has handled it, especially on social media. Well, for me, it started, you know, I live in Belgium, and you know, the World Cup just happened, and me and the fam weren't sure that we really wanted to watch it because of, you know, the human rights atrocities that were committed in the World Cup. But they're huge Belgium fans, obviously, go Red Devils. But then they had these kits that the Red Devils were going to wear. It was the Pride kits that they actually won or wore last night against Sweden. We won 3-0, go Lukaku. But yeah, they didn't wear them in Qatar because Qatar is another one of those countries that thinks homosexuality is so bad and evil that, you know, despite them killing millions of, well, not millions, but killing God knows the number of immigrants died building those stadiums in Qatar. But yeah, Belgium didn't wear their kits, their pride kits. And you kind of are like, all right, well, they're in Qatar, you know, a Muslim nation. Things are a bit stricter there, but it was also a bit disappointing. I know England promised to wear an armband, in which they did not. Yeah, you know, being a gay myself, it was just kind of like, okay, wow. Those feelings of, I don't know, disappointment. I mean, so many words to sum it up, but disappointment in being, you know, do I not matter as a fan? Because this whole gay debate is just really ridiculous. Let's just speed up to last night. Or not last night, a few days ago, some dingleberries in Florida decided not to wear the pride jerseys during warm-up, and they cited their Christianity as the reason why they could not. It's a bunch of malarkey, considering one of those guys wore a pride jersey last year. It just hurts. You know, you saw Minnesota ditch Pride Night, the Rangers ditch Pride Night, Colorado, my own team, ditching Pride Night, and you just feel so let down. Yeah, like I was saying, those dingleberries down in Florida, you know, he cited religious reasons, and he threw the word choice out there, and it just, we're really having this debate, do you think I choose to be gay? Does anyone, seriously? I don't, okay? I do not choose to be gay, all right? I choose to be happy in life and live my authentic self, which many people are afraid to do. You know, I've seen a lot of response on Twitter, and a lot of people are saying it better than me. But then just seeing just the trash, these comments coming out, you know, like, respect, go them, you know, deciding, you know, gay is gross. And it's genetic. It's, if you don't like someone for having blue eyes, that's the same thing, okay? And Pride Night is important to some people. In the beginning, I was like, oh, great, they're pandering to the gays to get the gay money. But to some people, it's actually important to be represented. And it is nice to know, like, hey, I'm included. I'm no different than anybody out there. You know, we all live in glass houses. People seem to forget that. You know, I was joking with somebody. I was like, well, maybe there'll be a rainbow curse this year. Every team that decided not to do the warm-up or, you know, forget Pride Night, even though some of the fans already bought tickets, maybe there'll be a rainbow curse, which sucks because, you know, Colorado didn't wear theirs during warm-up. It's not that I really want that, though. But it's just those feelings that, you know, you feel as a fan. You're like, oh, I'm not enough, or you're not going to stick up for me. You're my hero, but I guess you got a problem with me being happy. it's not a sin. I was forced to be Catholic growing up, and I was forced to go to church every Sunday, and it was traumatic. And that's why I am not religious now. I mean, considering the atrocities that have committed from the Catholic Church throughout the centuries. And you notice it's always these fake Christians claiming they're Christian. Well, it ain't right. Jesus said it. Well, where in the Bible does Jesus talk about this, okay? And especially there's this documentary coming out, or it's already out. The gist is they misinterpreted the Bible. They're not talking about it, you know, it's a sin the man lay with a man as he does it with a woman. They're talking about fucking rapists and child predators, okay? Not two consenting adults that love each other, okay? End of story. You know, at the end of the day, if you don't want to wear a pride jersey, fine. Don't wear it. But don't scrap it for the rest of the team. Because you know what? Someone you know is gay. Someone you love is gay. Thanks for listening, and catch you on the next one. Love you guys. Bye.